So number one, we said, and that is that to receive his clear direction for our life. He said to his disciples in the very beginning, he said, wait. He says, wait until you be endued with power from on high. Now, logically, reasonably, why wouldn't those 12 apostles and those followers of Jesus gave him the Great Commission, why wouldn't they be ready to take off right then and start moving and preaching the gospel and declaring the word of God? He said, well, you're not ready. What do you mean we're not ready? We've walked with you for 3 years. We've watched you heal. We've seen healings for, as a result of our ministry. We've seen demons cast out. We've seen people start believing you. What's this waiting around for? Because he knew that Pentecost was absolutely essential for the Holy Spirit to indwell them. So to get clear direction, oftentimes, we simply need to wait upon him and to seek his divine guidance and direction for it. All right, that's the second thing I want you to notice here, and that's this. That is to keep in step with God's timing. Oftentimes, what you and I want is what God wants for us. But oftentimes, when we want it, is not God's timing. And so, you see, God knows that he may be preparing something, getting something ready here, an aspect of our life, that at this moment, we're not ready for it. It doesn't mean that we won't be, but at this moment, we're not. And so what does he do? He withholds and he says, no, this is not the right time to do it. This is not my purpose and my plan for your life at this particular moment. And so I want you to wait. And that's why it's so essential that you and I stay in the Word. And we have to keep asking him, Lord, I want you to show me what's the next step. What is the next step? It is step by step, walking in his timing, keeping in step with the Lord. And the third one is, if you'll notice, sometimes God requires time to prepare us for his answer. Let's say, for example, that you plan to get married. Well, God may know that you and your fiancé, neither one of you are ready for this. Now, it's not that it's not God's will, but he knows you're not ready. So when God says, wait, you say, well, what are we going to wait for? I mean, you know, after all, you're already 30 years of age and you think you're getting too old to get married. And so you've been waiting a long time and praying and all of a sudden you finally found this person. But what are we going to wait for? And something inside of you says, don't do this now. God knows what you and I can handle and handle well and when we can handle it. And some things that would be a joy tomorrow be dynamite today. What would be a delight to us tomorrow is an absolute destructive force in our life today. So oftentimes, he has to prepare us for the gift, for the blessing, for the next move. You see, God may want to exalt you in your business and promote you in some way, but it has to be God's timing. If you step ahead of him, what happens? When you step ahead and you're not prepared for what God would have you to do, then what you do, you get yourself in trouble, and everybody suffers as a result of it. Number four, the waiting is sometimes God's season for strengthening our faith in him. Now, I think sometimes the Lord will say, this is what I'm going to do, and he doesn't do it. Well, Lord, what about this? And so then we have to decide, did I hear him right, or did I misunderstand? And sometimes God will make it so crystal clear. Oftentimes, he delays the blessing or chooses to require that we wait in order to do what? To stretch our faith. I know what God said. And so in the process of learning the whole idea, strengthening our faith in him, oftentimes the waiting process is for that very reason, and that is he wants to strengthen our faith. And the next one, number five, says the waiting period with God is often motivated by his desire to sift our motives for our desires. You see, sometimes it may be that what we want is what God wants, but what's our motive? Is it something selfish? Is it really what we believe that God wants for our life? Are we willing to give ourselves away to the Lord? Is it that we're willing to serve him? What's the real motive? And so oftentimes, he just says, wait. And in that waiting process, what happens? We come to him, we get into his word, we look to see what he's saying, we examine our heart, we look at our circumstances. It is in the process of that waiting and sifting that goes on that what happens is we discover, well, Lord, I do believe this is your will, but I have to admit that my motive for it was not right. And see, God wants the best for us. And so what is he always doing? He's always cleaning us up. He's always desiring the best, and sometimes the waiting process is a part of this cleaning up process. Now, so he wants to sift our motives. Now, how are we to wait upon him? And this is the next section I want you to notice here. How are we to wait wisely upon our Lord? How are we to wait upon him? Well, we should wait upon him patiently. And I won't look up all these Psalms because we don't have time to do that. We've read some of them. We're to wait patiently. We're to wait quietly, as we said a few moments ago. We're to wait trusting him. We are to wait expectantly, believing that he's going to do it. We're to wait steadfastly. We're to hang in there and stand and not budge. We're to wait courageously before him. believing with all of our hearts, standing on God's word, that we believe He has spoken to us very clearly, and this is the way we're going to wait. Now look at those. We're going to wait patiently. We're going to wait quietly, not complaining. We're going to wait trusting Him, expecting Him to do what He said. We're going to stand steadfast. It takes courage to do that. We're going to stand on God's word and believe that He will do exactly what He says He will do. I do not know of a lesson in the spiritual walk that is more important than learning to wait upon Him. Now, it demands patience, we said, and it demands trust. And you'll have to stand very strong against the pressure of other people who want to goad you into making a decision because it fits their schedule. It fits their timing. Maybe you're involved in a relationship of somehow that they want you to get on so they can get on what they want to do. But if you haven't received a word from the Lord, I can tell you, no matter what they say, you'll be wiser if you wait for the Lord.
God is always willing to supply what His followers need, but many times we run ahead of Him and postpone His provision. Dr. Stanley's message encouraged us to seek God's will before we make any decision and to wait on the Lord for His divine guidance. We'll hear more about waiting on God tomorrow. To listen again, go to intouch.org and follow the link to Today on Radio. And that's where you can read, watch, or listen to more information on this and many other topics. If you'd like to order today's complete message, it's available in Dr. Stanley's two-part teaching set, Waiting Upon the Lord. Again, log on to intouch.org or call 1-800-INTOUCH. To write to us, address your letter to In Touch, Post Office Box 7900, Atlanta, Georgia, 30357. How do you react when someone treats you badly? Just ahead, you'll hear about the healthy response in today's Moment with Charles Stanley.
The cross was not something that God gave us as a point of decoration. The cross is the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
But what is it about the message of the cross that can transform you every day of your life? In his book, The Gift of the Cross, Dr. Charles Stanley walks us through scripture to show us how to see the cross in a new light. The Gift of the Cross. Order yours today at intouch.org/store.
In our spiritual journey, we often have questions. How do I know God's will for my life? Does God hear my prayers? Why do bad things happen? The answers are found in the Word of God. But how do we know where to start? The free In Touch devotional can help point you in the right direction. With biblically based content from Dr. Charles Stanley, you'll gain insight and wisdom through daily devotions, Bible studies, and more. The In Touch devotional, delivered monthly to your mailbox. Subscribe for free at intouch.org/daily.
You're listening to In Touch. Is someone or something bringing you pain and hardship? With a reminder for believers, here's a Moment with Charles Stanley.
As a result of people's wickedness in the life of a believer, it usually drives us to God, to a deeper relationship, to more intimate relationships. It drives us back to the Word of God. It causes us to question, and sometimes it causes us to doubt. But as we get through those doubts, we come out of it stronger by far than if things are just going along. In fact, the truth is, when everything's just going along to suit us, we're not growing much. It's in difficulty, hardship, pain, trial, persecution. Anything that drives us to God has to be good.
You can learn more about seeking God during tough times at intouch.org. And if today's program encouraged you to invest more deeply in your relationship with Christ, we'd love to hear from you. Tomorrow on In Touch, we'll hear helpful guidelines for some things we can do while waiting for God's direction. I hope you'll join us Wednesday for In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley. This program is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia, and remains on this station through the grace of God and your faithful prayers and gifts.
We're going to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. Walgreens and CVS, the two largest U.S. pharmacy chains, recently announced that they'll begin offering the abortion pill, Mifepristone, at select stores this month. Walgreens plans to sell the pill at select locations in New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, California, and Illinois, with hopes to expand to other locations and states soon. CVS will offer the pill in Massachusetts and Rhode Island before expanding to other states. President Biden, whose pro-abortion agenda is, and I quote, the strongest abortion rights platform of any general election candidate, praised the pharmacy chain's decision as an important milestone to ensure access to chemical abortion. The pharmacy giant's push marks the latest in a cascade of anti-life efforts centered on expanding chemical abortion. When originally approved by the Food and Drug Administration back in 2000, mifepristone could only be prescribed by a licensed physician, and that was after an in-person appointment. And it also required an in-person follow-up to ensure that the abortion had been completed, quote-unquote, safely. Then in 2016, the Obama administration expanded the list of who could prescribe the drug and also eliminated the two-week follow-up requirement. During the pandemic in 2021, the Biden administration first temporarily lifted the in-person requirement before later that year removing it altogether. This allowed doctors to prescribe the lethal drug via telehealth and patients to receive it via the mail. And then in 2023, after the Dobbs ruling reversed Roe v. Wade, the Biden administration removed even more restrictions on mifepristone, including allowing retail pharmacies to dispense it. Now, activists claim that this increased access is a matter of women's health care. However, as of 2020, chemical abortions made up 54% of all abortions, making it the most widely accessed form of abortion altogether. And mifepristone is far from healthy, of course, for preborn babies, but also for their mothers. See, the drug starves preborn children of the nutrients they need to grow by blocking the uterus from receiving progesterone. Mifepristone also comes with risks for mothers. When taken, the drug can cause heavy bleeding, incomplete abortions, infection, among other problems. In fact, according to one report, it's been tied to 24 deaths and more than 4,000 adverse events or complications. Still, other data shows that 1 in 5 women experience an adverse event following a chemical abortion, and rates of complication are 4 times higher in chemical abortions than surgical abortions. And yet, despite these many reasons for restrictions on mifepristone, abortion advocates, drug companies, and now retail pharmacies have strong financial incentives to keep all the prescriptions flowing. Fewer restrictions mean more money, even at the cost of preborn lives and women's health. Now, interestingly, CVS and Walgreens made their announcements just weeks before the Supreme Court is set to hear arguments for a case regarding FDA regulations around mifepristone. In particular, the case will consider whether or not the FDA was right to remove the requirements of an in-person consultation for mifepristone prescriptions during the pandemic. Hopefully, the Supreme Court will hold the FDA accountable for loosening restrictions in a way that seriously violated their oversight responsibilities. Even so, either way, it's abundantly clear that chemical abortion is the future battleground in the defense for preborn lives, only much more privatized and way more difficult to regulate. That's why we need not only judicial action aimed at the abortion pill, but also for pro-life legislation to be enacted at the state and local levels. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street with Breakpoint. Today's Breakpoint was co-authored by Jared Hayden. And for more resources to live like a Christian today, go to Breakpoint.org.
Billy Graham talks about peace.
There are thousands of people living with a false peace today, making plans as if they were going to live forever. All their time and energy is spent on the things of this world that will soon pass away.
So, where can you find a peace that will last forever?
The peace that you have with God is permanent. It never changes. It was accomplished not by you. It was accomplished by Christ on the cross. This glorious peace can be yours today. It is a peace now, a peace forever, to all who trust in the precious blood of Christ.
How would you like to experience that kind of peace? A peace that doesn't fade away with time. It starts with a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You can learn more at our website, findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.